This is Tracy Holloway, and this is a Life Upgrade broadcast, Awaken. For those of you who have been on this journey of awakening for some time, then you know just how challenging it can be. For those who are new and equally determined pioneers, we thank you for coming forward to assist at this time. The more people who come together, the stronger the power of our united energy. And there are more people waking up every day, and all are welcomed here. The journey is not an easy one, but it's so worth it, and is so necessary if we are to support the greatest evolutionary shift this planet has ever seen. And so regardless of how you got here, how much or how little you have to offer, and whether or not you feel the guiding energies deep in your core, one thing is for sure, and that is that the power of this transformational time is unstoppable. And yes, we are. Many people feel the changes, inevitable changes, changes which are welcome, and some which seem to come from nowhere, whether you want them or not. Whichever way it comes, everything is being shaken up. There are many challenges that we have to face, a whole new level of awareness that we may not always feel ready for. The shake-up and the waking up can be overwhelming at times. And so we need to rest deeply and ensure that we take good care of our physical, emotional, mental and spiritual well-being, so as we can navigate any turbulence without getting too drained or without becoming out of balance, overwhelmed, unwell. Getting to know your true self, recognizing your own needs and ensuring that those needs are met, and finding or creating space where you can be accepted in your uniqueness. This is an important part of the overall journey. And so put you, the true you of you, at the center of all that you do. The transformation of our worldview is an inside job. And so avoid being too distracted and instead come home to yourself in full, as that's where your power really is. Your power is in recognizing what is true in you, the real authentic encoded with ancient wisdom, and to know what is superficial. Superficial but deeply ingrained programming based on fear, prejudice, bias, and a sense of separation from self. Then to recognize those two places, the true you of you and the programmed you. Just simple observation can make all the difference. The task in hand is a big one. We have come to Earth with a purpose. And as we begin to remember why we're here and what we're willing to do to unlock deeply coded information from within our being, we become accountable, conscious, mindful, heart-centered, and more empowered than ever. We cannot hold back anymore. The awakening is like a wave of power which we must ride rather than be washed away by. The waves come again and again. Harnessing the power of each wave will naturally support the opening of a highly evolved energy field of guided information, which will gently support us to be exactly where we need to be at exactly the right time. Aligning with greater purpose, coming together as one. Firstly, energetically in the collective fields of information being accessed, and then through our sacred relationship with ourself, with each other, and our beloved planet. We are quite literally accessing new, more highly evolved information streams, light codes of supporting energies, and harnessing them, grounding them into our lives. And it can be exhausting, can be overwhelming, and can require that we take appropriate space for integration, to allow these integrations to occur more gracefully, with ease, rather than being bashed by the waves against the rocks. The physical body will go through so many changes. This more highly evolved sensory system will activate bit by bit as we attune to the higher frequencies and ground our bodies sufficiently to help anchor the incoming light. And so that's why it's important to take care of the body and learn to know what that really means and how you can look after yourself with your own kind words. Your own self-care. How you think and feel about yourself really does matter now. And so observe that and see what gentle observations you make and what changes are required, as so as you can nurture yourself into wholeness and not berate yourself into fragmentation and separation. Kindness is the key. The light-coded energetic transmissions offer so much important information to help us to care for ourselves, support ourselves, make these changes. And though we may feel this coming in at times into our energy field and be moved by it, these loaded, instructive, energetic upgrades are happening more and more frequently. They're happening to support us into superposition, nudging us along the path, whether we like it or not. Resistance is futile now. Surrender is the key. And so when you experience a new insight in your life, you will be given a directive required energetically to fulfill the destiny of your awakening journey. And all information is available to you. There's nothing hidden and secret. And so know that you have full access. Though when you worry or are over-concerned, fearful, resentful, or just can't open your heart to the possibilities presented, then you instead activate previously encoded stored data from a predictable past as experienced previously by yourself or by your family back through the generations, the same difficult patterns reoccurring. Running on old data is all that's possible when we refuse to embrace the new emerging possibilities presented. And so these new emerging energies are presenting all of these possibilities, and we can embrace them. But through fear and worry and concern, we instead run the old programs. And so again, gentle observation of that. Just noticing when you're doing that and just bring yourself into the present and open your heart to those possibilities that are presented. The new, the unknown. And of course, many people fear the unknown. And so as you open your heart and raise your vibratory awareness, then the unknown comes with a sense of ease and grace. Positive possibilities are presented in ways that encourage you to move forward with courage and confidence A little bit of intrigue and curiosity. A little bit of, well, if not now, then when? Let's do this. And the trick to opening these new levels of consciousness and grounding the insights and opportunities presented is simply in accepting all as being in perfect flow. Not always easy with some of the challenges we have to face, I know. But accepting that all is in perfect flow, taking the time to breathe and acknowledge the deep power you have to write a new story. To write a new story for yourself, for your family, for humanity, for our collective future. The pre-recorded experiences which have taken humanity on a well-trodden, predictable path are no longer really relevant when encoding new information into your energy field for the purpose of supporting your awakening journey. Letting go of what you think you know, trusting in a greater guiding intelligence and wisdom and a more integrated way of being, it's all essential now. Ancient wisdom is within everything. And so the light energy transmission serves to erode the distortions and awaken that ancient wisdom. Wisdom from both our planet and the stars. All the wisdom available to us as we open our hearts. And we remember. We remember who we really are. But will you trust yourself? Will you trust yourself to get it right? Will you worry about getting it wrong? Can you simply trust that whichever way you go, you will learn to know that there is nothing more important right now than following the guidance you experience and learning the discernment which is required for this next important stage of the overall process. You can't get it wrong. You just have to engage and allow and ride the waves and be in the process of change. And all will be revealed to you bit by bit. This discerning stage of self-evaluation and trust is essential. Too much time and energy gets hijacked by our fears. Fears of getting it wrong and what might happen if we indeed get things right. And so as we let go of right and wrong, good and bad, awake or asleep, aware or unaware, we learn to accept everything just as it is. The power is not in the polarization, but instead in the acceptance of all as one. And in the awareness that it is natural discernment which can support the journey to a more embodied way of being. As it's this natural discernment which helps us to feel into our feelings and follow guidance, not based on our pre-programmed responses, but from a new place of new sensory upgrades, receiving new information, from a place of great courage as we step into the unknown, as fearless pioneers of a brave new emerging world, with new awareness that we're yet to experience and integrate in full. And so we're learning to explore that like children, not getting it right or wrong or worrying or fearing, but just embracing the opportunity to sense into our awareness and to find that way forward with compassion, compassion for ourselves, for each other, and for this journey that we're taking at this important time of evolution, of transformation, of ascension into a new collective way of being. The support networks are in place energetically. The guiding powers are all available. And as we simply let go of the way we used to do things, let go of our old conditioned ideas that aren't supporting us, the narratives, the historic and cultural stories, we make way. As we let go of all of that, we make way into a, we make our way. We make way for a more inclusive way of being. And we make our way into a more celebratory way of living, where we graciously accept the ebb and flow of the transformational waves and changing tides. Where we indeed forgive and move on rather than harbouring resentment. Where we behave in a manner which honours collective integrity, union, sacred solidarity. Knowing that we can't truly see or know each other until we truly see and know ourselves. And yet we avoid ourselves, and we can no longer avoid ourselves. The waves will crash to the shores when we avoid knowing ourselves in truth. So ride the waves in finding the truth of who you are. There are so many waves. And each one brings you more and more into you and into your true power. So you have a choice. You always have a choice. A new world is emerging. It's clear to see that when we come together in our hearts, we are being shown the way forward through compassion, forgiveness, and acceptance. The shape our future will take is yet unknown. Though as we support our own awakening journey in simple, nourishing ways, we inevitably let go of the need to carry these old limiting patterns, these old constructs of a fear-based mind, redundant, outdated ways within us, and we instead learn to let go and trust. What have we got to lose? The new world will be a sacred union of that which is ancient and required as fundamental to our connection to the earth and her wisdom, and a release of the tired old ways which are destructive, exploitative, and harmful to our relationship with ourselves, each other, our beloved planet, and beyond. The true reverence we require is already within us. And recoding the database to fully access this deeply held truth will support the collective shift in consciousness. The true power we have is in never giving up, no matter what. We carry a dense historic imprint of persecution, which is not only destructive to the physiology of the body, but also holds us in certain patterns of bereavement, resentment, powerlessness, and defeat. The new information coming in has a fresh story encoded, and it can be embodied gently and easily, bit by bit. Though the stories of old will resurface briefly in the process as we let go of all which we are not and embrace all that we came here to be. And so you can simply be the witness of the old stories, finally releasing from your body, from your mind, from your awareness, from our shared reality. A great purge is taking place. And it is very, very required. Our new stories will then surface. The connection that we will have through our hearts will write these stories. And we will share them on and on into future generations. We will talk of how power was returned and how people rose up and how their connection to the earth, their connection to each other and their connection in love to themselves restored the balance and brought forward a new humanity with a new human story of evolution through compassion, through connection, through acceptance, and through love, knowing that we are all one. We're all one. We're learning to recognize that, to celebrate that, and to encourage that in all the ways that we interact and all the things that we do. Bringing about new connections to heal collective separation. There's nothing more important than that right now. And it starts with you, to bring yourself back together piece by piece so that you can be at peace. And so love yourself back into wholeness and take your time. You have all the time you need. All the time you need. If you haven't done so already, then this may be the time when you wish to close your eyes. An activation of incoming light-coded information is available to your own energetic biofield. You can receive this gently now. Allow it to seep in more deeply and purposefully over the coming days and weeks ahead. There will also be a light language blessing to support the integration process and to bring information into your consciousness that will support you to take your place confidently in the overall awakening process, starting with you. Starting with you. The power you have is in letting go of all you think that you know and relaxing into a space of allowing what will be to simply be. The ability you have to navigate your way through challenging times will be greatly enhanced as you learn to recognize the difference between your pre-programmed patterns and the responses and the ongoing opportunities presented to embrace a new way of being. Relax into this space. Let go into the power you have to connect to your immense and beautiful, courageous heart. Simply breathe Come fully into your heart space now. Have a moment of gratitude to yourself for being here and for being part of this intense and transformational time on Earth. You deserve a big hug. Embrace yourself now. Tell yourself you're amazing. You're loved. You matter. And you're safe. You're safe now. Breathe into the space you now create. A space so sacred, attuned just to the right frequency for your own sacred connection, where you can know yourself more fully, accept yourself more deeply, and acknowledge the true power you have to support the creation of a new way of being simply, quite simply, by being the true, authentic, spiritual you. Breathe in the space. Breathe in the space of your own sacred energy field, with all its ancient wisdom and guiding intelligence, connecting infinitely through all timelines, past, present, future, and all the folds of reality in between, throughout all generations, beyond the constructs of linear time and on and out into a multi-dimensional experience of what it truly means to be at one with all. Breathe into that limitless space, into the potential it brings, and into the knowledge that there is so much more than we currently know going on here. So much more. And it's in this unknown space, beyond the lines and the folds, that a swirling vortex of energy is waiting to see you. Waiting to see you, so that you can truly see yourself. Light-coded activations are now coming in. They're intelligent and know just how to support you. Breathe them into your deepest awareness of you and let go into an ever-emerging state of pure presence. From this peaceful place of pure presence, gently wrap the folds of reality around yourself like the fragrant petals of a beautiful flower, holding that pure light at your center. Gracefully cocooned in those delicate petals, imbued with the richness of that light frequency, and held in this sacred space of deep transformation and absolute surrender. Breathe in your sacred essence and receive a light language blessing. Kia tani ete. And so it is. And so it is.